Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the first sentence doled out in the trespassing incident that occurred January 6th. Which, by the way, do you realize that during the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, liberal protesters who broke into the Senate managed to shut down large portions of it for 3 days? Did you know that? And it was treated as heroic because it really wasn't that big of a deal. It was cool. It was good. Anyway, the first sentence in the trespassing incident on January 6th, the one we were told was an armed insurrection until we found out that nobody was armed. It was a violent armed insurrection until we found out that the only person killed was an unarmed Trump supporter, so they had dropped that part too. So now we're down to a trespassing incident. The first sentence in the trespassing incident on January 6th was just sentence. He got 8 months in prison. His name is Paul Allard Hodgkins, 38, of Tampa. What did he do? Well, he was identified in videos and photos inside the Senate chamber where people by law are not allowed to go, carrying a Trump 2020 flag. So he was definitely trespassing, no doubt about that. Did he damage any property, though? No. Engage in violence? No. Oh. Okay. He got 8 months for that? It was called by a judge a threat to democracy itself. Threat to democracy. Would you say doing $50 million worth of damage to Kenosha, Wisconsin in a single evening is a threat to democracy? See, I would. Would you say $500 million worth of damage done in Minneapolis, burnings, lootings, rioting, was a threat to democracy? See, I would. So how does this stack up? How's this stack up with the $2 billion worth of damage done by the left, the violent left this summer, of which we are not allowed to speak? Not so well. Meanwhile, hundreds of people arrested in connection with the riots last summer have seen their charges dismissed. According to a June 2021 analysis of the New York Police Department data by NBC New York, there were 485 arrests in Manhattan. Remember how bad Manhattan was? I do. They had whole shopping districts boarded up because it was no point. I mean, you couldn't open your doors. They'd just smash their way in and take stuff. You'd be lucky if you weren't burnt to the ground. So it was like a third world country there for a while after George Floyd. I mean, the whole streets, okay, 485 arrests. How many cases dropped? I mean, did you see the play? If you didn't see the play, go Google the images afterward. I mean, total destruction. 485 arrests, 222 dropped. Wow. 128 still remain open. Jeez. How many convictions? 19? On counts like trespassing that carry no jail time. Okay, so understand here, we are creating a country in which, I mean, burning, looting, rioting, billions of dollars worth of damage. That's just standard, and you can pretty much expect that you do it in the right blue city, and you're good. It's all good. Tell me again, did the guy who's doing the 8 months of federal time, did he destroy anything? No? Hurt anyone? Uh-uh. Just carrying a Trump flag. Okay. Wanted to be clear. Let's keep going. According to a September 2020 Associated Press report, there have already been more than 300 arrests on federal crimes since George Floyd's death. Violent crimes that included, but were not limited to, arson, throwing Molotov cocktails, burning police cars, injuring law enforcement. About a third of those federal cases were for crimes in Portland, including assaulting a U.S. deputy marshal with a baseball bat. Remember, we were told Trump supporters did that to Capitol Officer Brian Sicknick, but that was a lie. Setting fires and setting off explosives in the federal courthouse. Throwing rocks at federal officers. Oh. How many of those again? 300 arrests? All right. How many of those you've got in jail time? 300 arrests. Those are the federal ones. Four of those? Four of those. Of the 300 arrests since, federal arrests since George Floyd's death. And those were just the worst of the worst. Do you know what they did? They burnt the Minneapolis Police Department's 3rd Precinct headquarters, causing $12 million in damages. Oh. There were four of them? What'd they get? 20 years. Here's the punchline. Combined. 20 years combined? Yeah, so like an average of 5 years each. Wow. And that was after how much damage was done to Minneapolis again? $500 million. Parts of it still haven't been rebuilt. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now contrast this guy who, yes, was trespassing, yes, absolutely broke the law. Single felony count of obstructing an official proceeding after he was identified in videos and photos inside the Senate chamber carrying a Trump 2020 flag. He's doing 8 months. Remember the lady caught in not one but two officer blinding attempts? She had a laser, and she was Antifa, and she would shine it into the eyes of the guys flying the helicopters, try to bring the helicopter down. It's attempted murder. What'd she get? Federally. What'd she get? A probation. But don't worry, she can work it off her record if she performs all her community service by this fall. Anybody see anything wrong with this picture here, this emerging picture? I see a lot wrong with this emerging picture. But Tara, they can't just go to the Capitol and protest, you know, an election fraud that everybody knows didn't happen. Well, you need to listen to my latest Battleground America podcast. Because we now have in writing from a federal attorney who worked for Bill Barr in Pennsylvania that they did have evidence of election fraud, that it had been turned over to his office. But in a letter, which he wrote to Trump, Bill Barr not only would not allow him to investigate it, Bill Barr wouldn't allow him to speak of it or admit it publicly or put out a press release about it. Bill Barr made him turn all of the evidence over to the Democrat attorney general of that state and get it out of federal hands. You know what we call that? It was a very popular term during the Trump administration, obstruction of justice. You want to go deep on that one? It's on my latest Battleground podcast. I kept it short. It's about 10 minutes. You can text Battleground to 71307. Obstruction of justice. Obstruction of justice is when you attempt to keep the feds from legitimately investigating crimes. Who did we see accused of obstruction of justice? Donald Trump. Because he talked about firing Comey. He didn't actually do it, but he talked about firing Comey. So that could have been the crime of obstruction of justice. Well, what do you call it when the chief prosecutor himself, Bill Barr, forbids you from investigating criminal evidence in front of you? Makes you pack it up and send it off so you don't have possession of it anymore. What do you call that? See, I seem to remember when Bill Barr warned Trump against firing Mueller or Comey or anyone investigating him. As it turned out, not for collusion, because he never committed it. For collusion, they knew from the beginning was made up in a partnership between the FBI, the Democrats, and the Russians. The only collusion here was between the Democrats, the FBI, and the Russians. See the problem here? So remind me again, what did they go to the Capitol to protest? Election fraud, the ignoring of election fraud, the burying of election fraud. Well, Isn't that what we now know Bill Barr did? We got it in writing from the attorney who did it, the guy who worked for him in Pennsylvania. Where, by the way, remember Joe Biden traveled last week to assure us that anybody who wants to look into that same election fraud with a forensic audit, we could settle this one way or another. We could settle it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Bring in an independent contractor. Let's go. Let's have it. Let's do it. Let's look at it. Let's see if that's true. Joe Biden called anybody who wanted to do that worse than a slaveholder. All very interesting when you string it all together, isn't it? All right, check out the Battleground podcast. Text the keyword Battleground to 71307.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's National Hot Dog Day. I bring that up only because we won. But we won something. Yeah, usually if South Carolina's in the top 10, it's not good news. Not at all. But we do. We love hot dogs here more than just about anywhere else in the country, almost. Who consumes the most? Well, they actually did a study on this. That's the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council and Google. They looked at per capita purchases of hot dogs, and we eat a lot of them here. West Virginia's number one, followed by North Carolina, and then us, South Carolina. So when it comes to hot dogs, it's what's for dinner. In all, Americans will consume a shocking 7 billion hot dogs between Memorial Day and Labor Day. The most popular topping is actually my favorite. It's not ketchup. You'd think it would be, though. No, it's mustard. Although I do add ketchup. You get a little mustard, get a little ketchup. And some really good coleslaw. Oh, yeah. The best. Majority of people now put, this is what I do. You put it in the bun first. You put the ketchup and the mustard, and then you put the dog, and then whatever you're topping the dog with, like coleslaw, goes on top. And there you go. So I thought I was the only one who did that, but it is the most common way to do it. All right. Moving right along. Most Googled thing this morning. This is all I'm going to say about it. I shouldn't say this, but it is. At least for now. I love how you can check Google search trends Why was Jeff Bezos, or why is Jeff Bezos' rocket shaped that way?
You gotta love people. This is what they took out of his blast off into space. Why is his rocket shaped that way? Has to do with aerodynamics and reentry. But anyway, that's what people took out of his trip to the moon. Okay, moving along. France is rolling out health passes as cases soar. It's got people in the streets. They're not happy about it. You now need one of these health passes to go to cafes, restaurants, shopping malls, and in many cases, museums, cinemas, and to work, proving that you have had the vaccine, which we're going to get into this in the next segment. May or may not work. There's something very interesting going on with COVID vaccines. I'm going to tell you what it is. So all that is coming up on the show. I'll give you a little preview of that. Peter Ducey, the only person who asks actual questions in the White House press corps, asked Jen Psaki, circle back, the spokesperson for Joe Biden, those Democrats that, you know, all 30 of them were vaccinated, and they came to D.C. and it turned into a super spreader event. Do you think it was a super spreader event? I mean, y'all the ones who say every time there's a Trump rally that it's a super spreader event, we can't do it. So, yeah, he asked for that. Here's how that went.
More than 10% of the traveling party with these Texas Democrats now claim to have a breakthrough case. Is there any concern that this trip that was intended to advocate for voting rights is now a super spreader event in Washington?
Well, I would say that's not a characterization we're making from here. We certainly understand there will be breakthrough cases. Even vaccines that are incredibly effective are not foolproof. They're not 100% effective. We've seen that. Here's the good news, though. We know that these vaccines, that these individuals, I think, if I'm correct, have been vaccinated. It means that it protects from death. It protects from serious illness. It protects, for the most part, from hospitalization. So that is a good sign.
Did you see the walk back there? Vaccines protect, for the most part, from hospitalization. We'll get into all this. All right, from the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line, which is 71307, folks, asking Tara, sweet coleslaw or vinegar? Duh, sweet coleslaw. I don't like the vinegar stuff. That's just weird. Another texter writes, ketchup on a hot dog is super white trash. Is it? Well, it's like if you combine it with mustard and coleslaw, is it white trash? Get back to me on that one. Texter writes, coleslaw. No, chili. Not for me. But I can see how people would like it. Texter writes, Terry, you got to get those all beef hot dogs. So you're not just eating peckers and beaks? Yeah. We go Hebrew National in my house. It's our favorite. Texter writes, because Jeff Bezos penetrated space. LOL. Oh, got quite a collection of texts on that. Can't read any of them. Texter writes, and Jen, where's the proof on the vaccines? For the most part.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It was the Mets-Red Sox game. Three fully vaccinated players got COVID anyway, so they had to call it off. Then there was Gibraltar, which is fully vaccinated nearly every eligible citizen and had since April. Now, 2.5 months later, they have the third highest per capita rate of infection of COVID on Earth, with 80% of cases in the past 2 days among vaccinated people. Then the UK Daily Mail reported that 47% of people there with new cases were vaccinated. So apparently 100% vaccination does not lead to zero COVID. Then we had the case that everybody's talking about, but no one will really talk about. It's now up to six of the 30 House Democrats who fled the state, all of them vaccinated, got COVID. What's going on here, folks? So we're having these silly arguments. Is it a super spreader event? Not a super spreader. I would say, no, that's not the question. That's not the question. The question is this. One of two things is happening here. The vaccine is failing spectacularly. By the way, they're now saying they think the COVID spread from some of these people to one of Pelosi's staff and some of Biden's staff. Well, how? And Circleback was out there saying, well, you know, vaccination's not perfect. We have some breakthrough cases. But that's a lot of breakthrough. I mean, this is just one trip. So, yeah. Is the shot failing? Because one of two things is happening. I'll just show you the shot's failing. By the way, they got Boris Johnson, who had COVID and has been vaccinated out the wahoo. Sorry, the wazoo. Has been vaccinated out the wazoo. They got him in hiding now because he's afraid he'll get the COVID. Why is he afraid to get COVID? I mean, good God. The guy's had it and got vaccinated. And then we got the Surgeon General coming out. So, oh my God, we got to put our mask back on. Jerome Powell. Me and Fauci screwed up. Why do people need a mask? Even the vaccinated? Yeah, even the vaccinated. Why the vaccinated need a mask? All of a sudden. So there's one of two things happening here. And I don't know which it is, but this is going to be very interesting. Either the vaccine is failing or the tests are wrong. And it could be either. It could be. They don't want to date. This is the secondary layer here. They don't want anybody to talk about. Now, remember, we've always known the tests were wrong and that a lot of the cases are fake. A lot of the positives were fake. The first sign we got that something was bad wrong here was in Portugal. Remember this? This is way back in November of 2020. When the highest court in the land of Portugal ruled that the PCR test, which everyone in the world uses to diagnose COVID, could not be used to justify lockdowns because it's not an effective diagnosis tool. Why? The court ruled that up to 90% of the cases and at least 70 are false positives. Process that for a minute. It's a Portuguese court. And they weren't alone. On the day, remember, Joe Biden was inaugurated? I thought the biggest news was that the WHO came out and admitted the same thing the court in Portugal admitted. PCR test returns massive false positives. Why? The cycles are set too high. They're at 35. They should no way be over 25. Then the FDA joined them in admitting that a lot of the results from the PCR test are fake. They contain fragments of the virus, but not whole working ones. In other words, basically means you've been around somebody who might have had some fragments too and you picked it up. It's debris. It can't make you sick. They're not real cases. Well, it's because it's too sensitive. The New York Times admitted this on August 29th. So this is not radical stuff. This is not conspiracy theory. New York Times said that in samples they reviewed from three states where labs used a cycle count over 35, up to 90% of the tests are essentially false positives. The experts in the article said a count of around 30 would be better, but you still could get up to 70% false positives from that. Another analysis by the Wadsworth Center, a New York State laboratory, they looked at July test results. At the request of the New York Times, 794 positive tests with a count of 40 on average. That is way too high. New York Times reported with a count threshold of 35, about half those tests would not be considered positive. You go over 40, it's a joke. How bad is it with a count of 30? New York Times reports at least 70% would no longer be considered positive. So a lot of these deaths that we're told, they tested positive. What does positive mean? So here's the question here. So people are walking around. We see story after story. It's every day. 60% of those in the UK, new cases are COVID are vaccinated. Sky News reports, UK Daily Mail put it at 47, so I don't know which is true, but those are still high numbers. And we're seeing it here. I mean, Democrats can't get on a plane, even vaccinated ones, without coming back COVID positive. So here's the question. Are the vaccines failing? It's a legit question at this point. Or has the test always been a lie? Which is it? Which is it? See, that and that they don't want to talk about, do they? They don't want to talk about it. It's one of the two. Both have massive implications. By the way, Circleback Psaki now claiming that the White House never, you know, deliberately targeted any individuals. This is like standing outside on a day like today and telling us the sky is not blue while the blue sky is right there behind you. No, no, no. So it's inaccurate to suggest that they ever targeted any individual, Circleback said yesterday, for banning or cancellation on Facebook or any other social media. Really? See, because I remember this.
We are in regular touch with these social media platforms. We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
Flagging problematic posts. How many people are you targeting, Jen? How many was that again?
There's about 12 people who are producing 65% of anti-vaccine misinformation on social media platforms. All of them remain active on Facebook, despite some even being banned on other platforms, including Facebook, ones that Facebook owns. It's important to take faster action against harmful posts. As you all know, information...
Just to be clear, she never targeted anyone individually. There was never any... You know, they were just giving guidance. They wouldn't repress anybody. That must not have polled well. These people, they kill me. Do you see this? The historic home built by Abraham Lincoln's ancestor. It's apparently a tourist site in Massachusetts. Partially demolished. Why? Teenager. Trying to avoid a squirrel. Yeah, as bad as it makes you feel, you need to hit the squirrel. 19-year-old driver was in a 2014 Audi Q7 when she swerved to avoid hitting the squirrel. And instead took out the home. Yes. Also drove off the right side of the road, over the sidewalk, and into the front of the home. Residents inside the cottage at the time were thankfully not injured, even though half the vehicle ended up inside the cottage. By the way, the squirrel's okay. So we know. Yeah. Squirrel's okay. All right. anyway. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, has Biden made a speech to Congress yet? And isn't lying to Congress a crime? Only if you're under oath, like Fauci was. By the way, that Rand Paul interview, the grilling, I'm going to get back into that in the next hour or two, of Fauci. Everybody's focusing on, did he or did he not lie about gain of function? I'm pretty sure he lied to Congress under oath about that. But you know what he admitted yesterday? And everybody's missing this part. For the first year of this thing, he insisted he didn't fund anything at the Wuhan lab. Maybe I'm the only one who remembers that. And if you said that you were, I can remember this, you were a conspiracy theorist. I had to be very careful describing that to you. And yesterday, he admitted, yeah, I did the funding at the Wuhan lab. Folks, that, do you realize how significant that is? No, it's not. That is not felony perjury. Claiming he didn't do gain of research there. Gain of funding research there is perjury. But he just reversed the whole thing. I don't know if anybody else remembers. I mean, he was asked repeatedly by the media, did you fund research at the Wuhan lab? Like any research, forget gain of function. And he said, no, that was a conspiracy. That was crazy. It didn't happen. He admitted he did it yesterday. I mean, this is the level this guy lies on. Okay, I did fund it, but it wasn't gain of function. Did you see his hand in the video? I noticed it as I was recording it. His hand is shaking. I'd have put that under the table if I was him. Now, keep in mind the level of the lie. It's just fascinating to me that the media continues to elevate these people after they lie to you spectacularly on their air. This is a guy who said for a year, no, I didn't know. I didn't give any money to the Wuhan lab. Yesterday admits I gave money to Wuhan lab. This would be the same guy we now have going back and forth in his emails, because remember, we got the emails because of the FOIA. Going back and forth with Mark Zuckerberg on censoring people, which Zuckerberg did for him. Censoring people who suggested it came out of China. I can't invite anybody to like or follow my page. Because one of my three violations is posting that it came from China, which now looks like increasingly is true. That's thanks to Anthony Fauci. So Anthony Fauci had me censored. You too, probably. And he just admitted yesterday he lied. This is who Facebook and social media, which is where 80% of people now get their news primarily. I mean, this guy's just, I mean, he just admitted under oath that he lied. To you? To Facebook? This is who decides who gets censored. Texter writes, liar, liar. Pants on major burn. Sent to China to put out the flames. So this was a big step for him. And if he'd lie about something like this, oh, I didn't fund anything at the Wuhan lab. And then yesterday, okay, I did fund stuff at the Wuhan lab, but it wasn't gain of function. That is major. What else is Fauci lying to you about? Pretty much everything, it turns out. And still they elevate him like he didn't tell them the lies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.